it fit in, but they are yours. Those guys,
they've come around. A lot of them came up to me.
A lot of them started in the way.
Wanted to, but I think they are now. But you know, CR's
at this point, I want to help. What can I do? We've talked to some of them about taking jobs, and a couple of them came up to me and said, I wish I could move up. I just can't do this. And I said, well, you got to help us get some Democrats because we want some. And you guys, I can understand your problem.
Would you tell Bill Casey that I want him to give Leonard Marks a call to talk about getting more business and labor attaches in the State Department? Because Marks was going to do that for Johnson. And he said until Johnson decided not to run. He feels very strong. I mean, he doesn't want to work until he's not going to get a job.
Marks is a real upgrader.
He's an able man. He's a damn able man.
Yeah, he talked to me about the library thing too. He talked to me about that.
Yeah, and I assume that you're going to, I told him to talk to you, but
at this point is so right. This is the point I'm making. That now we got to get
in charge.
Done. Before we
well, they started in the library one year after John was in office. When the poor guy hasn't even been reelected yet.
Yeah.
And they started the library. Johnson was so passionate about building his record. Now the point is, we want to really get going. Would this be a good time to get, I guess the Affairs Committee is going to handle it. What committee is going to handle it? To get those people out there,
who was it this time?
In other words, I can give the ride to California this time. This would be a good time to put them on a plane. And have them take a look at the grounds. We should move on that. You think, or is it a bad time? I get it. There's never a good time. You say, well, you have a problem in Congress. Screw it. This is
always bad problems.
This doesn't cost any money.
Does it?
No.
It doesn't cost
it. It doesn't cost
that money. That land is not being used. It will never be used with the word land.
That's right.
Right?
It's the only thing you can get on that is just being a system. Somebody just decides to fight it just to be a son of a bitch. They can fight it. The problem, I know. There's some commission that Abair wants that we've got to get done for him, which we're doing, and we've got them,
right.
But they're going through their FBI clearances or something.
Put down for an evening at the White House, Tony Martin, since Cherise, he said they'd love to come. Not an evening, but an entertainment, please. She dances, you know.
Right.
He's a damn good dancer, and he sings, and, you know, speaks up to people.
Well, really, yes, to a state dinner. Audience, the older people, it would be a hell of a
thing about Tony Martin, too. He's been with us from the beginning.
Oh, he's still damn good.
That's right.
He is damn good.
And he could even do an evening. I mean, we don't have to, you don't have to be too concerned, you know, about things like that. But, see, sure, I would look right now, but state dinner, we've got to have people. Let's get down there. One of our friends who wants to come, by God, he comes before we get Lena Mazzella here, whatever her name is. Well, I get along.
Good. Bob Hope's out there with his golf. Driver. She's telling jokes.
That's
a good breakdown. Just one quick thing.
But they're kicking you out about Segretti today. The way they made that pop, I think it's like she's going, I read this story before. Here's a goddamn headline. Then, of course, they said this Max Donald, the White House, had said, did it all. The story you expected was the one that hit home.
Well, and I also on Chapin too, but I see we never denied that.
We're on, because
but it was great today.
The pros and the press corps said, you know, you're on solid ground on this one.
In other words, in terms of ever lying about, we never lied about a thing. We just, but it was great today because I stood behind the ACLU.
Well, the ACLU has written a letter and raised hell about the FBI releasing the raw data. You know, they're opposed to releasing the FBI raw files, and they're right to suffer. So, said, we completely concur in the ACLU's view of the abrogation of
I'm not going to come here and draw unevaluated data.
Well, this FBI raw data is written by a fellow with a clerk mentality.
That's right.
And it just rattles on, and it's no conclusion. It's hearsay at its worst.
Well, anybody who reads FBI file, all you have to do is read it one or two files.
Well, I
but the ACLU,
who were you to bring in those dumbest things we got on brand. The dullest goddamn thing we've ever run.
Well, but a lot of it is awful stuff, too. It's that, you know, you get to the Charlie, and you know, well, did he ever
we couldn't clear hardly anybody in the White House staff when we'd done the basic finals. You know what I mean?
He also couldn't clear a single guy in that press room.
No, sir.
But I told him, just say you ought to see
because basically, when you said it, I mean, he was screwing his secretary, or he wasn't screwing his secretary, so that meant that she was screwing him.
Well, and a lot worse. I mean, you get through all the
stuff. I know. He's sloppy. He's been seen here and there. He's been known to do this. He's been known to have psychopathic fits. Go ahead.
But the ACLU letter to the Judiciary Committee really takes him on, you know, releasing this material.
Well, I don't know if Irvin played the game. Is. I hope that little fellow Baker eventually starts behaving a little.
Well, their committee hasn't started.
I know, but Irvin's making all sorts of...
Yeah, but he's doing it on Judiciary.
What else?
Just before you see any more noise, I'm going to tell him before he meets with you that you will not be able to do the AP speech in New York on April the 23rd. But he may raise it with you, and I've already told him that you won't be able to do it.
There's nothing in it for us.
I don't think you should do that. But as they said, they needed a definitive answer from
us. Do you think this next week we would be better advised, maybe this next Thursday, to do the press club down here and do the press thing?
No, I don't think so. I like the press club idea, but not at this. My meeting
room. Matter of fact, we need the press club. We're going to do the goddamn thing at night.
To do that at night.
And let them cover the cheer and all that bull, you know, because most of them are not press people.
Yeah, I would do it at night. What the hell?
Which right in the United States, they are. Larrabee loved it. See, he's our friend. He's our friend.
Do it at night.
Don Larrabee. He's
our good president. You know.
Whether they can play it or not, I don't know. Yeah, they will.
They'd have to.
They just have to, don't they?
Sure. President addressed the National Army, National Press Club. They'd have to carry it.
Sure.
Is it via press conference?
Well, I wanted you to be aware that he may raise that.
It's what you're talking about.
Maybe, yeah.